Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. White House assailing Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, saying he undermined President Trump after Mr. Trump left the G7 summit in Quebec early. Trudeau called new U.S. tariffs on Canadian aluminum and steel insulting. Canada's Foreign Affairs Minister Chrystia Freeland responded to previous Trump comments that U.S. security is the emphasis for the tariffs.
What is insulting and what I object to very strongly is the illegal and unjustified imposition of tariffs on Canadian steel and aluminum. The national security pretext is absurd and frankly insulting to Canadians, the closest and strongest ally the United States has had.
White House Trade Advisor Peter Navarro says Canadian leaders have made the worst political miscalculations in their history. President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un are in Singapore for their summit on denuclearization. Ohio Wesleyan University East Asia scholar Ji Yong Choi.
It could be a decade-long process rather than, you know, just fast-track approach. Originally, President Trump tried to pursue a fast-track approach, but In my view, he realized that it is practically impossible, so that's why he toned down a little bit.
It's not clear what Kim and President Trump are prepared to offer at the summit tomorrow. Leaders of Ethiopia and Egypt have pledged to iron out their differences over Ethiopia's controversial $4 billion Nile River hydroelectric dam project. Ethiopia's prime minister vowed not to reduce Cairo's share of the vital waterway. This is VOA News. In Baghdad, a storage site for ballot boxes from May's parliamentary election caught fire Sunday, just days after Parliament ordered a nationwide recount amid allegations of fraud. In a statement, Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi called the act a plot of harm the nation and its democracy. Extent of the damage has not yet been made clear. In an interview Sunday in the British newspaper The Mail, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad insisted Russia, whose backing since 2015 has been crucial, is not making decisions for him in prosecuting the country's civil war. He also addressed Iran's influence inside of Syria. James Jeffries, a former U.S. ambassador and now a distinguished fellow at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy.
Assad is caught in the middle. And this is really where it is interesting, because Assad doesn't want to become a second Lebanon, totally dependent upon Iran. And therefore, he's playing off Russia and Syria. And Assad has been around a long time now, and of course his father an even longer time before him. And so I wouldn't count this guy out.
Assad told the Mail Western intervention has prolonged the 7-year conflict, but expects it to be over in less than a year. Restated his aim of taking back the whole country. Puerto Rican pride was on display along Fifth Avenue in New York City, where the annual parade took place, which also shined a light on hurricane recovery efforts still going on in Puerto Rico. AP's Julie Walker reporting.
Puerto Rican flags were everywhere, along with the other sights and sounds representing the U.S. territory that Patricia Diaz, who marched in the parade for the first time, calls home.
It's a very emotional time. It was a lot of hardship right after the hurricane, so it's awesome to be able to celebrate.
As the parade went by Trump Tower, Bronx Borough President Ruben Diaz took a picture wearing a T-shirt with the number 4,645, representing a current study of hurricane deaths. He says the government isn't doing enough.
We've seen the most egregious example of governmental failure to 3.5 million Americans. Our family members are dying.
At the Puerto Rican Day Parade, I'm Julie Walker.
Spain's Rafael Nadal won his 11th French Open title Sunday, defeating Austria's Dominic Thiem 6-4, 6-3, 6-2.
It's very emotional for me. It was a very special moment, and 2 minutes of the crowd supporting, or that feeling in that moment, was difficult to describe, but very emotional for me.
The 32-year-old world number one player now has 17 Grand Slam titles. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.